do this. Lisa Girard, you're a member of Cochrane Park Palace, right?
That's right.
And you've got your, what's become kind of an annual tradition coming up this week.
We're so excited. It's our third year this year to have the end of school celebration fundraising barbecue at Hillcrest Park. So it's an event that celebrates for the kids and their families the last day of school, but also combines it being a fundraiser to help us buy more equipment for the park. And it's our third year in a row. The first year was great. We had a great second year last year. And when it came time to decide, you know, are we going to do this again? The question was not, are we, how can we not do it again? It's something that's expected now. So we've started a trend and we're happy.
Yeah, that's good. So when is it?
So it's this Thursday, June 26th. It's the last day of school for some of the students in the community. The children in the French Catholic School Board have already finished school. So I'm sure they're just waiting pins and needles for us to start. So it'll be this Thursday. The hours are from 3:30 to 7. However, one of the features that we have is a dunk tank. And because we, you know, happily had so many people volunteer to be in the dunk tank, we've extended the hours for it. So the dunk tank starts at 3 o'clock. Festivities start at 3:30, winding up at 7.
Okay. So you've got the dunk tank. Is that new this year?
It is new this year. Last year and the year before, we did cream a teacher with a pie, and that was very successful. So this year we thought maybe what we'd do, because we didn't have a lot of teachers signing up for that, and understandably so. So we were able to procure a dunk tank. And for that, I just want to give a shout out to Dan Brunet of DJB Mining. He's also a town councillor here in Cochrane, and he has provided the transportation for the dunk tank from Timmins to bring it here, fill it up, sponsor that event himself, and then bring it back. So we're so grateful to Dan. So we put a shout out for people who would want to volunteer to be in the dunk tank in 15-minute intervals, and that's why we had to start early. We had so many people sign up, community notaries, teachers, high-profile people in the community, volunteers, you name it, and on 15-minute intervals, we're going to be doing that. So that's probably going to be the highlight of the event.
Yeah. I'm looking at the weather forecast right now. It's only cloudy and 22, so good luck.
We couldn't ask for a better forecast.
Yeah, for sure. But what happens if it rains? Do you have a backup date?
Yep. We do, not a backup date, but a backup venue for the same date. So what we're going to do is we'll take an assessment in the morning to see what the weather's going to be like for later in the afternoon. If we feel that it's going to be a bit iffy, what we're going to do then is move everything over to the arena. So ample parking, huge space, the arena floor, and the recreation department has been more than gracious to help us move everything over if we have to and accommodate our needs for that day. But you know what, Bob? We're not going to talk about that because it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but if it does happen that you do have to move it to the arena, make sure you contact me right away and I'll get the word out on the air.
You will.
Okay. Anything else new and exciting about it?
So about park plans, we're still in limbo in terms of hearing from our application to NOHFC for a grant. We had made it to the second phase, so we're hoping to hear from them hopefully soon to see if they'd be able to help us out. Getting back to the park day on Thursday, the one thing that we do want to reiterate is that we had wonderful sponsorship, and we put a video on our Facebook page yesterday just outlining the sponsors who have come forth. And you know what, Bob? Nothing in the community happens to this extent without sponsorship. So we just want to give them a different shout out. And also to make sure that our volunteers are recognized. We have over 40 volunteers that have offered to come up and give us a call and say, how can we help you? So that in itself is, you know, we've hit pay dirt with that. We want to make sure that the kids know when they do come that there's going to be a bike rodeo. The OPP is going to do a bike rodeo with safety tips and things like that. And we want to make sure, because that word didn't get out as prominently as we wanted to have done last year. So kids showed up and they didn't have their bikes. We want to make sure that the kids know, please bring your bike to the park. 17th Avenue is going to be closed off for that event. The fire truck will be there, firemen will be there, and it's going to be a huge event. It's going to spread out past the perimeters of the park. So we're hoping that the kids remember to bring their bike, and there's a huge array of events. People can go on our Facebook page to see what's going to be going on that day, including a scavenger hunt. And there's going to be a grand prize for a new bike, compliments of Home Hardware. So we thank everyone.
Yeah, for sure. Have you pinpointed what you were raising money for at this point?
Yeah, initially when we started with the Park Pals, it started out to be one piece of equipment that would suit toddlers 0 to 6 years of age. We find that that's the one thing that's missing there right now. And it not only did the volunteer base and the community come together, and our committee morphed into, you know, 9 to 10 hardworking volunteers, so did our wish list. So we have a comprehensive wish list. We have everything priced out. Now that could have changed from when we got our quotations, but the one thing that we want to highlight is that we've added to our wish list a covered pavilion area that will house about 8 to 10 picnic tables, so that it becomes a meeting place and a gathering place, so that people and their families of all ages can come and sit and have a picnic and watch the kids play. And overall, it'll be just a wonderful gathering space from, you know, ages 0 to 99. And with hopefully some incoming funding and our fundraising, it'll come to fruition sooner than later.
Anything you want to add to any of this?
I just want to thank the community as a whole. You know, we've never wavered. The community has never wavered in support for us. It's actually grown. And we're hoping that, you know, all good things come to an end. And we do hope that the community push that we've been receiving and the momentum from even the Board of Trade members that have helped us out and kept us focused to make sure that hopefully this park can come to fruition, you know, by the end of this summer, beginning of fall. Hopefully we'll hear from funding sources. We do know that on Thursday, there's going to be the Knights of Columbus that will be there on site to present us with a very healthy check. And we are so graciously going to accept that. And we thank everyone for their help. Volunteers, it's the key, Bob. Volunteers, yeah, for sure. And sponsors, that's what it's all about.
For sure. And we almost forgot to mention, I think, that there will be food available on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about the events. Yeah. Absolutely. Giant Tiger and Value Mart and Boussier's have been so gracious to us in helping us with that end of it. There'll be cheeseburgers, hamburgers, hot dogs, pop, water, and freezies. And funny enough, out of that menu that we've had consistently for the 3 years, it's the freezies that go, man. I mean, we couldn't keep up with the freezies. So come on out. Don't have supper Thursday. Have it at the park. Come on down.